This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On top of the Dow Jones Industrial Average's 207-point rise on Friday, share prices are up a sliver this morning, although in Japan the Nikkei Index went up 5%. And now with Wall Street up and running, let's quickly do the numbers. The Dow is up 7 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite are essentially flat so far today. The battery company Exile filed for bankruptcy protection early this morning. The Georgia-based company is dealing with stiff competition. Jim Dunnigan of PNC Wealth Management, he's the chief investment officer there, has been following the twists and turns of market psychology. Mr. Dunnigan, good morning.
Good morning, David. Nice to be with you.
Indeed. Psychology among market players in recent weeks has been goodness. The Federal Reserve policymakers are thinking the economy is strong enough to take away my stimulus. Now what's the thinking?
I think we're going to continue to see more data, or need to see more data. Certainly Friday's employment figures were much more positive than the market was anticipating. But I don't think the early talk that we saw of the Fed tapering or holding back some of the support it's been able to give over the last number of years, I think it's a little premature. But they've been pretty clear that they need to see sustainable economic activity, unemployment in that 6.5% range, where you're 7.6 last week. So I think we're still a ways away from any meaningful change in the Fed's path here to maintain a particularly supportive environment for economic activity.
So we have the U.S. jobs picture. But Jim, did you see today in Japan they revised economic growth upward?
Yes. So you've seen a lot of, again, continued accommodative monetary policy in Japan, and you see a very positive 4.1% boost in GDP for the first quarter. So that's a number we have not seen out of Japan in some time, and gives some credence to the monetary accommodations that they've put in place over the last number of months. But hopefully we'll see that same improvement on a global network as well.
Jim Dunnigan, PNC Wealth Management in Philadelphia. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.